天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友平安，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是何晨星。朋友，你是否现在为许多的事情忙得不可开交呢？你是否安排每天早晨抽出半小时的时间读神的话、祷告、与神亲近呢？麦克牧师今天继续透过亚伯拉罕的生平来和我们分享每天与上帝心灵相通给我们带来的好处，让我们安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
It is always a delight for us to know that you are there listening to this program.
亲爱的朋友，很高兴你今天收听这个节目。
And that is why we love to hear from you to know how this program is impacting your life.
我们非常希望收到你的来信，告诉我们这个节目对你的生命有什么影响。
We are in the midst of a series of messages on the life of Abraham.
现在我们正在讲一系列跟亚伯拉罕的生平有关的信息。
And in our last broadcast, we promised to show you the great benefits that come from communing daily with God.
在上一次节目里，我们答应要跟大家谈谈，每天跟上帝心灵相通会带来多大的好处。
And that is why I want to begin this broadcast by reading from Genesis 18, 16 to 19.
所以在节目开始时，我想先读一遍《创世纪》十八章十六到十九节的经文。
You may recall that Abraham and Sarah were visited by two supernatural guests.
也许你还记得有两位天使来探访亚伯拉罕和撒拉。
Let's read the passage.
现在就让我们来读这段经文。三人就从那里起行，向索多玛观看，亚伯拉罕也与他们同行，要送他们一程。耶和华说，我所要做的事岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
You notice in verse 17, the Lord tells Abraham the secret.
在第十七节里，你注意到神要告诉亚伯拉罕一个秘密。
God reveals his secrets to those who love him.
神要向那些爱他的人显示他的奥秘。
I want you to notice something very important, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，我要你注意一件非常重要的事情。
I did not say he reveals his secrets to those who say that they love him.
我并不是说神要向那些口里说爱神的人显示他的奥秘。
God speaks his plans to those who love him.
神要向那些真心爱他的人说出他的计划。
God announces his will to those who love him and commune with him.
神要向那些爱他并经常和他沟通的人宣告他的旨意。
No wonder Psalm 25:14 says,
难怪诗篇二十五篇第十四节这么说。
The Lord confides in those who fear him and makes his covenant known to them.
耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
And in the book of Amos chapter 3 verse 7,
阿摩斯书三章第七节说，
Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets.
主耶和华若不将奥秘指示他的仆人众先知，就一无所行。
And here in Genesis 18:20, the Lord confides in Abraham.
在创世纪十八章二十节里，这里神向亚伯拉罕透露。
He is saying to him, Abraham, there is a problem on the horizon.
神的意思是说，亚伯拉罕，地上出了大问题。
It is in your backyard. Sodom and Gomorrah is overgrown with immorality.
就在你家附近，索多玛和俄摩拉这两个城的罪恶重大。
The cup of iniquity is full to the brim.
他们已经罪孽盈满。
It is time for judgment.
审判的时候到了。
I have waited patiently for so long.
我已经忍耐的够久了。
What is God saying is this?
神的意思是说，
I have been patient and slow to anger with you.
我对你们已经非常宽容，并不轻易发怒。
God's cup is getting filled to the brim each passing day.
时间一天天过去，神的愤怒和审判的杯就快满溢了。
God's judgment has already begun to fall on the people in the nations that are not awake yet.
神的审判已经临到那些还不肯醒悟的各民各族。
God's judgment has already begun to fall on the peoples of the earth who disobey him.
神的审判已经临到那些叛逆他的各民各族。
All that God is doing right now is merely slowly taking his hand of restraint away from the world.
神现在正逐渐地松开手，不再管制这个世界。
What God has begun to do is leave the people to the consequences of their choices.
神开始让人自食恶果。
But instead of repenting, we are in a spiritual sleep.
可是我们并没有悔改，我们的灵性仍然昏睡不醒。
We seek after money and power and forsake God.
我们追求金钱和权力，却弃绝神。
We seek after our comfort and television entertainment more than we spend time with God.
我们追求自己的舒适和电视娱乐，而不愿意花时间与神相处。
And instead of repenting, we ignore the problem.
我们不肯悔改，一味地逃避问题。
The Lord said to Abraham that he is about to go for an inspection of Sodom.
神告诉亚伯拉罕，他要去查看索多玛。
But he knew ahead of time that Sodom would not pass inspection.
但是神早已知道，索多玛是通不过考察的。
Do you see what was happening here?
你明白即将发生的事吗？
Abraham began immediately to intercede for Sodom.
亚伯拉罕立刻为索多玛求情。
He knew that his nephew was there.
他知道他的侄儿在那儿。
And he began to ask the Lord on behalf of his lukewarm Christian nephew.
他开始为那个不大热心的基督徒侄儿向神求情。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心听我所要说的话。
If you want to know the level of your spiritual maturity,
如果你想知道自己属灵的光景。
Measure the time you spend in prayer on behalf of someone else.
就以你为别人代祷所花的时间来衡量一下。
Do you spend your prayer time only asking for things for yourself?
在祷告里，你是否只为自己的事情祈求神呢？
Or do you deliberately intercede even with tears on behalf of others?
或者你刻意为人代求，甚至痛哭流泪的祷告。
Here we see Abraham not only interceding but trying to bargain with the Lord.
在这里我们看见亚伯拉罕不单为别人代求，他甚至跟神讨价还价。
Abraham started with 50.
亚伯拉罕由50个人开始。
Asking if there were 50 righteous, would the Lord spare the city?
他请求神，那儿如果有50个义人，神就不毁灭那城市。
Knowing that he will have to come down in number, if he was to persuade the Lord to change his mind.
为了要求神改变主意，他必须把义人的数目一再减低。
Then he went down to 40.
于是他把数目减到40个义人。
Then to 30.
再减到30个人。
Then to 20.
20个义人。
And then to 10.
最后减到10个义人。
Abraham was hoping that Lot would have witnessed to at least 5 other people.
亚伯拉罕期望罗德至少会向其他五个人做见证。
There are three things that the Lord does before he withdraws his hand of blessing.
当神要终止他赐福前，他会先做三件事情。
With three certain results of judgment.
同时也带来三种审判。
First,
第一
He holds an inquest on the moral condition before the judgment comes.
在施行审判之前，他会彻底地考察道德的情况。
Secondly,
第二
God is accessible to his people's earnest intercession.
神会接受他子民恳切的代祷。
Thirdly,
第三
A few righteous persons can make a difference.
少数几个义人就能带来改变。
God agreed to spare Sodom and Gomorrah if 10 righteous people could be found.
神答应如果可以找到十个义人，便不毁灭索多玛和俄摩拉。
But 10 could not be found.
但是连十个义人都找不到。
And God had to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
神必须要毁灭索多玛和俄摩拉。
Let me summarize Genesis 19 for you.
让我把创世纪十九章的重点扼要的再告诉你。
The angelic messenger sent by God to Sodom found Lot at the city gate.
神差派到索多玛的天使在城门那里找到罗德。
That means he was presiding over the city council.
这表示他是市议会的主席。
He probably was the mayor of the city.
他可能也是市长。
When the heavenly visitors came to Abraham,
当天使到访亚伯拉罕时，
They found him in the place of obedience.
亚伯拉罕顺服地住在神所指引的地方。
But when they came to Lot,
但当他们来到罗德那儿，
he was in the place of worldly involvement.
他正沉醉于世界的事物中。
When you read this chapter for yourself, I want you to notice verse 16 of chapter 19.
当你自己在读这章圣经时，我希望你注意19章第16节的经文。
And that's when the angels urged him to leave, the Bible said Lot hesitated.
当天使催逼他离开时，圣经说罗德迟延不走。
He could not give up all of his worldly accumulation.
他不愿意放弃他所积聚的财富。
He could not give up all of his prestige and acceptability.
他不愿意放弃他的名誉和声望。
He could not give up all of his real estate holdings.
他不愿意放弃他所有的田地房产。
But the tragic truth is that he had to be led forcefully out of the town.
但可悲的是，他竟然需要强行催逼才肯离开这城市。
The angelic visitors seized his hand and the hand of his wife and daughters and forced them out.
天使拉着他和他的妻子并他两个女儿的手，强行把他们领出来。
My listening friends, I want to ask you a question.
亲爱的朋友，我要问你一个问题。
If the angels of the Lord come and visit you today,
如果今天神差天使来找你，
where would they find you?
他们会在哪儿找到你呢？
In the place of obedience or in the place of worldly pursuits?
是在顺服神的生活中找到你，还是在追求世界的享乐中找到你呢？
God is trying to rescue you.But you are dragging your feet.
神要拯救你，可是你却裹足不前。
Ultimately, when people who are like Lot's wife insist on looking back, they will have to pay the price.
有些人就像罗德的妻子那样眷恋凡尘，最终他们要付出沉重的代价。
Lot's life is a tragic story of a man who becomes so blinded by worldly success that he could not minister to his neighbors.
罗德的一生就是一场悲剧，他被世俗的成功蒙蔽，以至于不能向他的邻居做见证。
Some people believe that we are living in the last days.
有些人相信我们正处于末世当中。
And God seems to be calling his faithful people to stand up and count the cost.
神正呼召他忠心的子民站起来并计算代价。
For Jesus' return is around the corner.
因为主耶稣快要回来了。
The question is, where will you be when the day comes?
问题是，当那天来到时，你在哪里？
Will you be ready or will you be ashamed?
你已经准备好了。还是羞愧地见主面呢？
Will you say, Come, Lord Jesus?
你会不会说，主耶稣，请你快来吧？
Or will you say, I am too busy with my life right now?
或者你说，现在我正为着很多事情忙得不可开交呢？
The Bible said that the Lord Jesus will return as a thief in the night.
圣经说主耶稣要像黑夜的贼一般的来到。
People are spiritually asleep.
人们的灵性还在昏睡。
People are busy with their worldly pursuits.
人们还在拼命追求属世的事物。
The trumpet will sound.
号角要吹响了。
And the Son of God will descend on the clouds.
神的儿子要从云彩中降临。
The judgment of God will begin.
神的审判就要开始了。
Where will you be?
你会在哪里呢？
The Bible said there is only one way to escape God's judgment.
圣经说只有一个方法可以免受神的审判。
And it is through believing in Jesus Christ and obeying him and his word.
就是相信耶稣基督并顺服他，遵行他的话。
Will you come to him today?
今天你愿意接受主耶稣吗？
I hope you will do, and when you do, write to us and tell us.
我希望你接受主耶稣，如果你接受了，请来信告诉我们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次再见。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，让我们来学习亚伯拉罕顺服神的指引，提醒我们在新的一年查验自己的属灵的光景，花更多的时间为自己为别人来代祷，在祷告中来寻求神的旨意，也提醒我们在新的一年不追求金钱、财富、名誉和声望，也不追求世上的享乐，愿意花更多的时间来祷告、读经、与主亲近，寻求神的心意。感谢神。
自动也不受伤害，还不停敬拜，确信有主同在。有一天他怀着心起次围绕城外，随着叫声呼喊，围墙就倒下来。神知道在世上只是客旅，有天一定能回家去。
亲爱的听众朋友们，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》，请电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 daoxiang@良友.net， 请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
谁破除黑暗罪恶的权势，谁爱的大能远胜过一切，荣耀的君王万王之王耶稣。谁以泪神来震动这世界，谁令人赞叹他奇妙作为，荣耀的君王万王之王耶稣。这是奇妙恩典，你不是白的来，你竟会代替我，为我承担十字架，舍下你的生命，释放我的自由。耶稣，我宣扬你所做的一切，你所做的一切。
胜过愤怒的君王。